Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. What is up? What is up? What is up? Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. You know, I want to read something to you. I never read anything. Those of you may argue I never read, period, but I do read. I was on social media. This is just a small, like 10, well, maybe a 30-second deal. Really powerful, and it talks about every minute. About making moments count. Can I read this? Would you mind if I read this to you? And then let's talk about it, shall we? Okay, here we go. I love this. Love it, love it, love it. I'm gonna post it on my Instagram, but I don't have an author. I don't know where I got it. So I don't know. Do I own it now? I guess I do. Okay. Every minute someone leaves this world behind, we're all in line, quotes, without knowing it. We never know how many people are before us. We cannot move to the back of the line. We cannot step out of the line. We cannot avoid the line. So while we wait in line, make moments count, make priorities, make the time, make your gifts known, make a nobody feel like a somebody, which is the whole purpose of this podcast. Make everybody feel like a Saturday champion. That's not in there, by the way. Make your voice heard. Love it. Make the small things big. Make someone smile. Make the change, make love, make up, make peace, make sure to tell your people they are loved, make sure to have no regrets, make sure you are ready. Wow. How about all that, man? Rewind that, listen to it again if you want, but holy cow, I love some of these things, and let's dive into the ones that I think you and I can agree on that are, they're all amazing, but make moments count. You would agree with that statement, right? Like this moment right now, we're not going to get it back, you know? You're not going to get this back. The old adage, you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. That's why men and women I see going chasing that almighty dollar bill, you can always get a lot of that. It's not that there's a lack of abundance. There's a lack of our imagination how we're going to go get that abundance. We have this limiting belief, this mentality like, there's only so much money out there. Sam started a podcast, so I can't start one and make any money. You know, I know you don't believe that. I'm just saying that's what some people think. Like, so-and-so, all the good money's already been made. Yeah, okay. Make moments count. Make priorities. What are you prioritizing? I am currently, since you asked, you know, I'm prioritizing my health, always prioritizing my relationship with God, and I'm always prioritizing my family. You know, my relationship with God is the first and foremost. It's the only reason I'm able to even wake up and not go completely insane because I know God's in control. You know, it's why I don't sit around and, you know, worry a lot about the things I guess I really should be worried about when you're running a family of six, a couple of businesses and things like that. So the priority to me is my relationship with Jesus Christ and then my family and then my health. And I don't even know if finances are in the top 10 because once you get those top three in line and in check, everything else seems to kind of work out all right. Make your gifts known. Make your gifts known. What's your gift? What's your zone of genius? The very thing I coach people on, getting your intellectual property out there, creating this zone of genius and monetizing it, making money with your message. You can do it. I mean, my God, you can do it. I talk to people every day, and they booked a call, and it's the most amazing conversation. See, I had no idea. Did you know how many talented people are out there? And I'm not saying somebody can play Beethoven with their toes or something. I'm talking about the crazy stuff. I'm just saying, by the way, can anybody play Beethoven with their toes? I'm not even sure that's a real thing. But I'm talking about, you know, just people are just every day. Man, we got to talk. You got to talk to more people. We got to talk to more people. Because as you talk to more people,
you get inspired and you say, man, America really is full of so much diverse talent. The world is full of so much diverse talent. And people are really good people. Forget about what you see on Twitter and all that back and forth. I mean, people are really good, caring people with a lot of great and innovative ideas. So I thought that was really cool as well. Make your gifts known. Make nobody feel like a somebody. Make your voice heard. Obviously, you got to get your voice out there. Maybe you don't like the sound of your voice. You know, I never liked the sound of my voice either. I still don't. I've never listened to my podcast. Not like I ride down the road listening to my podcast or anything like that. But regardless, it's not up to you. I had somebody respond on Facebook, say, Sam, what if I don't like the sound of my voice? And that was a gentleman that responded. And then the next day, just coincidentally, I'm on the call with a lady who said, Sam, I don't like the sound of my voice. And my response to both of them, great people, but my response to both of them was, hey, it ain't about you. None of this is about you. Why are you making it about you? What do you mean? Well, you're robbing the audience, the listener, of the blessing of hearing your authenticity. Why are you so caught up in how, you know, you look, you sound, all that? Let someone else be the judge of that. And by the way, here's a news flash for you. People are going to judge you anyway. I would much rather be judged on the things I did than the things that I never did. Does that make any sense? Maybe not. Maybe am I the only one that makes sense too? Sometimes I think I speak my own language. Let me tell you what I'm saying. I'd rather be judged on the things I did, even if I sounded like I say I sound like Porky Pig on a meth trip half the time, because I'm stuttering my brains out, talking faster than Joe Pesci and Goodfellas. But I'd rather be judged by my failures or the things that I didn't do than to be judged by regret, which I'm going to be, and you are going to be your harshest judge on yourself. Okay, let me ask you a question. Would you rather some jamoke in the across the world, you know, judge your voice? I don't like the sound of their voice, which is completely stupid. Nobody's going to say that, by the way. But what if that happened? Or you'll have, you know, who will judge you is the people closest to you, friends, family, coworkers, people that you leave behind. You've changed. Yeah, you get all that stuff, right? But you would rather not have to judge your life based on the things that you never did. And that is, I'm telling you what, that's the one thing. That gets me going. Like, I mean, I walk around like him and him. I'm like, just like I am now. I'm talking fast. I'm stuttering. I'm almost going to wet myself because I'm so damn nervous that this sense of urgency. I got to get this stuff done, man. I got to get the music out, played while I'm still living. I don't want to be 85 years old with dentures and, you know, sitting in a wheelchair wondering, oh, man, I could have been a contender. You know, I was going to be a speaker one day and I was going to have a live event and I never did it. You know, I'd rather that not happen, and I'd rather have people, you know, say, oh, your voice sounds funny, Crowley. You talk too fast. Why are you doing every day is Saturday? That's stupid. I'd much rather have that because at least I know I'm getting some emotion from people. Like, I'm making them think, you know. And by the way, when I got started, I heard that a lot, not from anybody who didn't know me, from everybody who did know me. Let me tell you, this stuff is real, guys. If you think you're going to go for your dream and all your buddies, your friends, your girlfriends, your coworkers, your boss, whoever that's close to you, if you think everyone in that group is going to be supportive of you, you're kidding yourself. It's not going to look anything like that. They're going to snicker behind your back. They're going to secretly wish for you to fail. Some of them, I'm just telling you like it is. And this is a motivational show. It still is. But I got to tell you, man, that stuff's going to happen from people and you're going to think, why are they, wait a minute, you're my friend. Well, I was until you changed, until you tried to do something different. You stepped out and you got outside your little comfort zone there. Now I'm not your friend anymore. I can't be your friend because if I want to be your friend now, I'm going to have to raise my game and I'm going to have to level this thing up. And you're forcing me to do things that are going to make me uncomfortable. I can't be your friend. And then you're going to bring on a whole new group of acquaintances and friends, and your network will create your net worth. It will happen. It will absolutely happen. I don't know how it's going to happen for you. I don't know when it's going to happen for you, but I'll tell you, it's going to be the most amazing damn ride you've ever been on in your life when you decide to go for your dream, when you decide to get that message out there, when you decide to do all those things that we've been talking about on the podcast today. You know, when you do all of those things, make your voice heard. And I'm just saying these things, make the change. Make sure you tell other people they're loved. I like that as well. Make sure, this is the last one. Make sure you have no regrets. That was the second to last thing. The last one of this list was make sure you're ready. But that goes without saying. Make sure that you have no regrets. Because there's someone in line today who isn't going to be in line tomorrow. Their last day on earth is today. And then it's up to the next person and the next person. Pretty soon it's going to get to you. And you're the next in line, and you're going to try to, you know, white knuckle that ledge, and you don't want to take the next step, and you don't want to call it. It's common, man. And if that doesn't give you an amazing sense of urgency, I don't know. There's nothing else will. Death is the ultimate equalizer, man. It is the ultimate. It puts everything in perspective. You can have planes and Lambos and beach houses. All the pieces go back into the same box at the end of the game, man. You know, some of us lived it out. Some of us lived with regret, and we were afraid to take a shot because we were going to lose our 401k or our health insurance. And all. Think of how when you're 85 years old, if you're even lucky to live that long, what you're going to think about how silly that was to worry about that stuff. All right. So no regrets, baby. No regrets. I'd love to chat with you. Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you and we'll get going. Massive momentum. You don't got to be great to start. You got to start to be great. I've heard that, let me tell you, someone, Rich told me that was Zig. I thought it was Brian Tracy said that. Anyway, you really don't need to be great. If you had to be great to start, nobody would ever start. You know what I mean? And you don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. I want to help you get it going. I really do. That's my mission in life, is to help people like you get going and point you in the direction and get that message out with no regrets. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. It'll be amazing. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.